This edition of the Optimize We podcast is brought to you by the Biohacking Index. Visit biohackingindex.com for ratings and reviews of your favorite wellness solutions and wellness providers.
This podcast is for informational purposes only. We are not medical professionals and do not provide medical advice. Consult a healthcare provider for any health concerns. Opinions expressed are not a substitute for professional medical guidance.
I'm so excited to introduce two new people that I met here at the Biohacking Conference in Austin, Jessica and Philip. Now, a lot of people were out dancing last night. Some of them were drinking, some of them weren't. And this has been a big topic in biohacking for many, many years because alcohol is a toxin, but it's also really fun, right? And it makes everything more fun. Yeah. I wanted to introduce you first, Jessica, because you have an incredible background of being a country's hero. You have amazing stories, but you also have a lot of transformative results by cutting out alcohol. So tell me a little bit about your story and how you got to this place.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I actually go kind of professionally by Jessa. Jessica is the name my mom calls me when she's mad. Oh, I grew up in this very insular little bubble, Midwest, and, you know, farm girl. And in that kind of, this is Indiana, in that bubble, you know, drinking is very normal. My parents came home after a long day of work. They cracked open a beer. It was immediate. And so it was just like most Americans, this normal part of life,
right?
And then right out of high school, I join the Air Force. I go into the military and it escalates. It's the way that you're able to bond and to connect with the other soldiers, with the other airmen. It just escalated. And then I become a mother. And then mommy wine culture is a thing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just so
fun. The play dates with rosé.
Yes.
It's always baffling to me. I'm like, shouldn't we be watching our children? Yeah, not getting hammered.
Right. Yeah. But
middle of the day.
I mean, we're so desperate for connection that we really just, we do whatever it takes, right? To connect. Right. And that's really what it comes down to. It's this hope that we can socialize and celebrate our lives and connect with one another and feel less lonely, especially in the military world.
Right.
But, you know, I ended up getting a divorce and kind of went down where my life crumbled. And I went into school not really knowing what it was that I wanted to do. And I finally latched on to an English degree. But I got put into a creative nonfiction class where I started writing my memoirs. And my memoirs led me to myself.
Mm.
They truly, like, understanding myself through my own story, like putting one word after another rather than just letting the story ramble around in my mind, helped open up my, you know, like my whole sense of authentic self.
You wrote yourself into connection with yourself.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm out there wandering around. We're having a mic situation. So I go and I end up getting my master's degree in memoir, specifically writing my memoirs. And at the same time, I am becoming a trauma-informed yoga teacher. So I'm learning about trauma. I'm learning about breath work, somatic movement, meditation, all of those things. And also, this happens in 2020.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Scotland, stranded alone. And I finally throw myself into nature because it's the only place I can feel like you know, I needed a regulated nervous system.
Right.
And at the same time, alcohol is in the background, right? So I'm doing this mental, emotional, spiritual thing, but still falling back on alcohol as a way to connect with other people, as a way to go out and deal with just everything that was happening in the world at that time. I come back to the
alcohol sales went through the roof during the pandemic. All we did was sit at home and drink, right?
Right. And so the alcohol-free beverage industry was born really out of that pandemic.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of the alcohol-free products that are on the market today, they all have the story of coming out in 2020. You know, the mass majority of the founders is like, I was sitting at home. I'm drinking too much. I can't keep doing this to myself. This isn't healthy.
Right.
So I get back to the States and I get introduced to this incredible woman, Emily Hines, who is starting up a non-alcoholic bottle shop in Charleston, South Carolina.
That's cool.
Called Sachet, which means dry-ish. It's not about, you know, sobriety. It's about owning your relationship with alcohol.
Mm.
And so 6 months later, I've probably tasted 1,000 non-alcoholic drinks.
Wow.
I have tasted so many different products. I'm writing about the products. I'm meeting the founders. I'm learning about them deeply to be able to talk to the customer about them. And without even trying, I become one of America's only like non-alcoholic beverage experts. What is this? And I'm like practicing mindfulness on a new level. Because I'm not only recognizing my story about the traumas and everything like that, I'm noticing my relationship with the material world in a new way of what I'm consuming, including food and beverage.
But it does disconnect you from the same people that you're trying to connect with.
And from yourself.
And from yourself.
Yes.
So you're going on this journey. Thank you for your service, by the way. I know you spent a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, it's in service.
All in all, I was on a military base for over 20 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You found the things that make you feel good don't have all the added crap in them, because there's a lot of, you know, when the whole like gluten-free movement started, I was like, here we go. To make gluten-free food prepackaged, you know, in a box or in a bag or in a can or whatever, tastes good, you've got to add a ton of sugar, salt, and other things to, you know, keep it.
Preservatives.
Right.
Right.
GRAS, the generally recognized as safe, which is in everything, but they don't have to say that it's in everything. Anyway, I digress. There's so much crap in everything. But so you're going through all of this, and now you find yourself, you're sober.
Yeah. Yeah. By happenstance. I didn't try.
Right.
It just, like, all of a sudden, I don't have the excuse anymore because I have all of these products. I have these tools to help me own my relationship with alcohol. But as I'm studying the product to be able to write about it, to be able to educate people on it, I'm learning that sodium benzoate, when mixed with citric acid, becomes benzene. And benzene
is toxic.
It's a carcinogen.
Right.
And why do we not want to drink alcohol? It's carcinogenic. Why would we not want to drink benzene? It's carcinogenic. So I'm learning about the products deeper and deeper.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay. So it's not just the whole realm of alcohol-free products. I need to narrow this down. I need to, you know, we're becoming deep, especially in the biohacking realm, right?
Right.
We're label readers. What am I consuming? How much sugar am I putting in my body? What are the carbohydrates? Not just that, but, you know, we want real food.
And what about something that actually makes you feel a little loopy or drunk or happy?
So that's the really exciting part, right? Because all of the people, they're coming into Sachet, they're like, well, what's the point? You know, why wouldn't I just have water or a bubbly drink? And so they want an effect. They want to give up the alcohol, but they don't want to give up the ability to elevate their experience.
Right.
And at the same time, you know, I'm talking to them about, well, there's no mindful drinking without mindful thinking.
Mm.
We have to recognize our relationship with, you know, what it is we're consuming. And why? So we want to feel something, but, you know, not practice escapism, right? Mm. So
the anxious avoidance of everything that is feels uckier or even minutely painful, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, that's why most people drink.
Right. And
But
so what's the next most popular product on the market? The canny bevs, the THC, the CBD, all of those things that are going to kind of give you an immediate effect. But I'm military background. I can't have that. And there's a lot of federal people that can't have that.
Right.
And it's still in my mind, like, it's still altering me. And it's still a drug. I can not pass a drug test, those things. And so what's the next best thing? Okay, adaptogenic drinks. These are really, really popular. All the mushrooms, right? The reishi mushroom, the cordyceps, the chaga, lion's mane. And that's great, but an adaptogen helps you adapt over time. It's not going to give you that immediate boost that you really, really want.
Right. It's
and
not like you take a sip and you're like, ah.
Oh. Yeah. You know, like, oh, yeah. That like, okay. I like my parents, they came home from work. And they wanted to that sigh. Okay, I worked all day. I need this drink to relax, to feel something.
Take the edge off. Yeah.
To take the edge off. Or I'm trying to go out and socialize. I'm trying to go out and party. I'm trying to go out and dance with Dave Asprey at a biohacking conference. I wanna let go and feel good. And
a lot of people drink because they have social anxiety, too.
Right.
And so if they're going to a big party and they're walking in a room, in order to calm their nerves, they'll just like chug alcohol. And then all of a sudden they become like Fun Bobby. Remember Fun Bobby from Friends? And then he was not fun when he stopped drinking. And then he started drinking again. And then they were like, well, Fun Bobby's an alcoholic. Probably shouldn't be drinking. But that's how a lot of people are in social situations. It's so ironic, isn't it? You're going out to seek a social situation, but you're uncomfortable with it. And so you're palliating your uncomfortable feelings with alcohol, which then makes you detach from that person or detach from those people.
It's a cycle.
It's a weird cycle.
Right.
So now you've tried all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest problem, because I'm a foodie, I'm a chef, culinary medicine chef, is twofold. The first is all the crap that we talked about, right? And we're biohackers, so we have to be mindful about what we're putting on our body, what we're surrounding our body with, who we're surrounding ourselves with, because everything about us is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are putting crap in, what do you get out? You get crap out, right? You're diminishing your energetic capacity to optimize your health. So that's number one. Also, as a mom, you know, I want to make sure that I'm around for a long time and I have the energy to be a great mom with my kids. Secondly, it has to taste good. I remember when I was pregnant and I was drinking non-alcoholic beer. My sister went all the way from my baby shower. She went all the way to Brooklyn from the Upper East Side to get a case of the only beer that actually tasted good, non-alcoholic beer that tasted good. And I probably still have some of the bottles left because you can't drink that much non-alcoholic beer. It's disgusting. And it doesn't feel good. You know, it just makes you bloated and gassy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, yes, the feeling good is a great, it's like the cherry on top. It's like the whipped cream on top. So you brought a friend. You phoned a friend. You brought Philip. Philip, I wanted to ask you a couple questions about how the heck did you come up with Domo?
And it's all stems from what you guys have just been talking about.
Yeah.
But there's a statistic which really shocked me.
Yeah.
So 55% of Americans are actively trying to reduce the amount they drink.
55%?
Actively.
Okay.
Only 22% are making any progress.
Okay, that's a big delta.
So we went and interviewed The Gap and said, why aren't you making any progress?
Huh?
And they said, because we go out and then we have one, maybe two, and then all of our friends disappear off on a vibe and we're not part of it. And so we were going out to be social and actually we just become more lonely.
Right.
And we end up looking at our watches going, do you think we can we leave now?
Right.
So there's this internal pressure. It's not a pressure. Everyone wants to connect, right? It's the basic human emotion. And, you know, I've launched non-alcs previously.
Okay.
Like Jessa said, I had so many people coming up to me going, why am I spending so much on this really expensive cordial? It doesn't do anything.
Right.
So I figured,
except for make you feel like crap the next day. So make you act a fool in the moment.
So I said, do you know what? Somebody's got to do a non-alc, which really builds connectivity, which really builds togetherness, so that you can go out, have as much fun as everybody else, be totally at the heart of the night, but then wake up fresh as a daisy.
I love it.
And go to the gym, go play your sport, look after your kids, you know, do what's important in your life. So
now, where are you from? You have a beautiful accent.
So I'm from England.
Okay.
We're an American, it's an American product. Yeah.
Amazing.
Produced in Missouri, as you can tell from my broad Missourian accent.
Yes. Don't you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you did this your whole life. You were an alchemist and no, I'm just kidding.
So I've been in the drinks and I'm poacher turned gamekeeper, honestly.
Okay.
So I was in the drinks industry. My job is like flying around the world into new markets, opening them up.
Listen, and it's okay. You came from the dark side. I came from the dark side too. I used to do pharmaceutical advertising and, you know, now I'm on the other side.
Well, exactly. And it was expected for me to go out every night to be in clubs, bars every night.
Yeah.
And it increasingly sat wrong with me.
Right.
So I left. We spent a year and a half in scientific research trying to crack the formula, the science behind it, which was really tricky.
Mm.
And then something you'll appreciate, functional ingredients taste terrible.
They're disgusting.
Yeah. So it took us another 6 months to find the flavors which could hide the functional tastes, or we went through thousands of variations of functionals to try and find the ones which didn't taste, but still had the effect.
Amazing. So you did a little bit of work.
Yeah, a little bit of work. A little bit of work.
Over a short amount of time.
Yeah.
After you were distributing alcohol, and then now you've done a ton of research.
Yeah.
You've talked to a lot of people that are in that gap perspective. Yeah. And you're telling me that it's going to taste good. So I'm going to try some.
Try the ginger miso mule. That's my favorite.
So this is a ginger miso mule. And I love that there's lime in here because it actually makes me feel like
you drink with your eyes. So
we do.
We make sophisticated cocktails with layers, which should be in sophisticated glasses with beautiful garnishes presented in the right way. Because that's as much of the experience.
That's really good. So it doesn't taste like a mule, though. I mean, it tastes like... I don't even know. It's got a little bit of vanilla.
Yeah, so we've got kombucha in there, amiad in there, and then a little kicker, and then we've got some smoke and oak.
Oh, that's what I'm getting. So it's almost kind of like a mezcal mule.
Yeah, so we're putting in layers of flavor.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Yeah, I don't like vodka anyway. Like such an abrasive. I mean, you could use it to like clean your car, or, you know, sanitize your hands, but... This is so flavorful. There's so many flavors in here.
Well, the more flavor, the more layers, the more length, the more sophisticated it feels to people, and the more it feels like they're having a wonderful experience.
And now, what's in here?
Functionally?
Yes.
Well, that's the special thing.
Okay.
So
are you allowed to tell me?
I'm not going to give you the scientific breakdown, but I will tell you.
Okay, good.
So it's a quad stack of four things. So the first quad element of the quad are nootropics. So you were saying earlier that when people go out, especially if you're not drinking and others are, you're like, I'm not sure if I really want to be here.
Right.
Your body's actually in fight or flight mode.
So you're in the sympathetic mode.
Yeah. So what we do is the nootropics make you want to go out. They make you sociable. They make you chatty. They make you open.
I don't need that. Just kidding. I talk too much. Okay.
So that's the first stack.
Yeah.
The second stack are amino acids. So amino acids are what your body makes. Serotonin, dopamine, GABA from happiness, pleasure, reward.
Right.
Then the third stack are called cofactors. Cofactors actually fire up the enzymes in your neural pathways. So they make you have feelings. And the final thing is an absorption enhancer. So it takes 15 minutes to go from your tummy to your brain rather than taking an hour and a half to 2 hours.
That's great. I don't even know if you get drunk in 15 minutes. I guess you could, maybe. But now you can get happy.
Wow.
And outgoing.
So we have a wonderful phrase in England called your two-glass jolly.
two glass jolly?
Yeah.
Is so, that when you start to get a little...
You know, when you had two glasses and you're a little bit happy, you're chatty, you're confident, you're totally together with your friends?
Yeah.
So Domo is designed to sit you at that level all night long. Doesn't build.
I love it. I'm going to try another one. Can I try another
Please
one?
Please do. Go for the watermelon next.
Is this this one?
The one with the lime. That's the berry.
That's the berry. They're also pretty, too. I mean, you do. You eat with your eyes, so it makes sense you drink with your eyes. So this is watermelon.
And all natural coloring as well. There's no artificial junk in this.
I was going to say, am I drinking some red dye? Because that just got taken out of the, we have to take it out of everything, right?
So 100% natural.
Amazing. So what are the other ingredients?
So literally all else there is in there is natural flavorings, all essences from fruit.
Okay.
It's naturally sweetened with grape juice. So that's 5 grams of sugar.
Okay. Per can.
Per can. Okay. 12-ounce can. A little bit of erythritol, a little bit of stevia, and that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. And a little bit of bubbles.
Yeah, so it's carbonated.
Effervescent.
Yeah.
It's delicious. What kind of water do you use?
Reverse osmosis.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. It's really, this is delicious. This is like perfect for a hot Austin day.
Yeah.
You know, sweating outside. This is really good. All right, I'm going to try the last one.
So the last one's the scrumptious berry bramble. So this one, think big balloon glass, lots of ice. Wedges of lemon, bit of lemon peel, couple of raspberries.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my sort of sundowner.
Yeah. That's really, this is like breakfast cocktail. You know, when you go and you get like a mimosa or like a fruity something with your eggs and your steak and your other stuff. This would be great with that. This is perfect. Now, where did the name Domo come from?
Don't miss out. So we want.
Instead of FOMO.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Don't have FOMO, have a Domo.
Have a Domo. I love that.
So we want people who aren't drinking to be able to go out and have as much fun for those who are.
That's great. So there's no crap in here.
Zero crap.
There's a lot of flavor. Each one like has so many different types of... I'm having a hard time. My palate is usually pretty spot on. I'm having a hard time really wrapping my head around like... It tastes like alcohol.
There's between
a little bit
9 and 14 flavors, individual flavors in each one.
Wow. And these are your only three flavors?
Yeah,
for the moment.
We've got another very exciting one in development.
Oh, can you tell me? You can't tell me. It's okay.
I haven't quite cracked it yet.
Maybe if I get him drunk, he'll tell me. Would you like some Domo? So this is great. So how did you come upon him?
So, as I say, I'm in the alcohol-free beverage space full bore and tasted and tried so many products, talking to these customers, hearing their complaints. I like this, but I still am not getting that edge off. I'm still looking for that thing. So, you know, I'm like, well, there's this and there's that and we're trying, but... I come across this guy at the Mindful Drinking Fest. There's a huge Mindful Drinking Festival. We just had our fourth festival. It's in D.C. and during dry January.
I love it.
Yeah, it's this beautiful, super fun. I mean, we have a sober rave. We have sober karaoke. It's like this celebration of life without alcohol.
So fun.
Yeah, and there's all the different, like, it's kind of like the biohacking fest, but instead of the biohacking products and gizmos and gadgets, right, we've got all of the alcohol-free brands. And run into this guy, first day, he's telling me about his product. I'm looking, I'm immediately skeptical. I immediately grab the can, turn it around, I'm reading the ingredients.
Yeah, can we grab the can? I want to read.
Yes. My eyes light up. I'm like, holy moly, you're kidding me. You've done it. And I'm just so excited right away because I know so many people who this is what they've been looking for. This is what they've been hoping for.
There's nothing bad in here. I mean, there's nothing bad in here, really. Now, is this considered a beverage or is it considered a supplement?
So actually technically a dietary supplement.
I was going to say, because like if I scanned this with the Yuka app, it wouldn't give me any information probably because it's considered a dietary supplement. I mean, there's vitamin C in here. There's niacin, vitamin B6, zinc, and only a couple of carbs and a couple of sugars. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
All right. So you found him. You guys started working together. You're doing amazing work. You're doing amazing work. You're going to come up with some new flavors. I hope I'm one of the first ones to try it. Yes? Yes, Philip? Okay.
So just
all right. Good. What is the education in the marketplace around this? Like, how do you get the word out?
Oh, that's my thing. You know, that is the thing. It's anymore, I'm a consultant in the alcohol-free beverage industry trying to educate the hospitality industry in food and beverage and get these products out into the world as much as possible. The bottle shops are great, but where are we going to socialize? The bars, the restaurants, you know, right. Like that's where we, the party, and getting them out there and trying to, I mean, there's a lot to cover, right? And just...
Do you see it almost like, so Philip, you worked in the liquor distribution, you know, could you, one of my best friends works for Southern Wine and Spirits, and it's always fun to go out with her because, so she was like big time in New York City and she ended up moving to Arizona, but we'd go out with her and she's like, I have to spend like $700 on alcohol, like basically buy my alcohol back. And we're like, great. You know, we get like a really nice bottle of wine. We're going to get some tequila. We're going to have all this stuff. Could you do that? But with non-alcoholic beverages instead?
I certainly couldn't afford to.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah. And the real challenge on something like Domo,
right,
is people just don't believe it's going to work.
Mm. So you have to try it.
And so you got to try it. And yeah. I mean, fascinating, classic story. Chat last night.
Yep.
We were serving drinks in Dave's VIP area. And he's like, this is all snake oil. These don't work.
I was like, he said that?
Yeah. And I said to him, well, don't worry then. If it's not going to work, you might as well drink it because it's not going to do anything.
Right.
I saw him at the party later and he was like waving at me across the dance floor. He came running down this morning up to me and went, oh my God, I was dancing last night. I had such a good time. I even talked to girls.
Like
your stuff is amazing. He bought a load straight away.
Amazing. Now,
that's great, but it takes a long time to go person by person,
right,
person by person. What's been phenomenal for us, which is all down to Jessa, is when she turned the back of the can around, she went, are you doing biohacking stuff? We're like, no.
You're like, what's that?
You've got to go to a biohacking conference. And so
we
went to the first one and we set up our stand and we have that one down there, a show thing which says all the buzz, none of the fuzz. And it's all the ingredients which create the buzz and all the things which aren't in it.
Mm.
So you don't get any of the fuzz. And people just stopped, looked at it, would come over and go, You've put fat in there?
Right.
And we were like, yeah. And they're like, how's that possible? But as biohackers, they instantly understood the ingredients.
Well, you have to find your avatar. And Jessa found your avatar for you. I mean, it's putting the pieces together, right? Is right place, right time, right people.
So, and then from there, it's just built. Like, the stars align. Dave heard about us, tried it. We just get this phone call going, could you please be the drink of all our VIP parties?
Amazing.
And it's just slowly building.
Congratulations. That's very exciting. I'm very excited for you guys. That's great. So can you buy this online?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Let's do.
Yeah. Is it domo.com?
Drinkdomo.com.
Drinkdomo.com. Okay.
Yeah. And we're slowly opening up in more stores across America. We're in all the wonderful non-alc specialist stores. Who are starting to get and to understand and really appreciate functionals. And we're in lots of bars and clubs in the East Village.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so...
All right. We'll have to go out in the East Village.
The music venues really get it. There's a lot of people who don't drink in music venues,
right?
But really want to party. And this is like feeling fuel.
Right.
So the more stimulation you have, like lights, the more the ingredients kick on.
It's beautiful. Everybody go to drinkdomo.com. So a coupon code or something? Can we make something up?
Like, we can definitely do that. Let's put it in the bio below.
What? Yeah. How much of a discount do you think?
Should we go for 15?
Oh, that would be great. So can we do We 15 for Wellness Eternal 15?
No.
Okay. And how do they find you, my dear?
So beyond a beverage consultant, I am a trauma-informed yoga teacher and a shadow work coach. I help people actually work their way through their story through memoir and then move and process it physically with, you know, with the breath, with the movement, use meditation. And then I have all of these incredible tools like the alcohol-free products. Yeah, so lots of events. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
And what's your website, your Instagram?
Yeah, I'm at Jessa Francis, Francis with an E, jessafrancis.net.
Okay. Perfect. Might we spell that out for all the people here are like me and dyslexic and ADD and not paying attention?
Me too. Me too.
We saw the banner. Yeah, me too.
Oh, it was, yeah, with G3. That is Jessa, J-E-S-S-A, Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S.net.
I feel like every time I talk to someone, they're going through something. And it's not necessarily just what happened today or yesterday or even last week. It's, you know, generational trauma. It's childhood trauma. So you're doing great work. Thank you so much for sharing your story, your passion, all of your time now helping other people optimize their health. I really appreciate you. And Philip, keep on making some kick-ass drinks for us, okay?
I'll try my best.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.